Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, netizens around the world. The planet is once again listening to the technology show for Generation E. McWilliam Cyberline coming at you around the world via the internet, coast to coast by satellite on the USA Radio Network. And the boys, 2 for 2. All right. Ooh, there's more stuff on here. So much more stuff. I have now lost where I was. Oh, there we go. Okay, so some of you may be familiar with a lot of stuff that's happened over the years when it comes to dating apps and stuff like that. You know, it was Ashley Madison, which was a big to-do there for a while, and then very quietly.
Well, they had a data breach.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. A bunch of Christian hackers that said, you will... Seriously, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, it was a group of Christian hackers. And they went to them and they said, you need to shut down, go out of business, or we will, you know, release all your members' information. And they did.
Oh, wow.
Because they like, oh, go away. And they did. And a whole bunch of people, women, you know, they were married to women and found out that they were there, got into trouble. Some of the funniest ones were they were doing it from work. And then they lost their jobs because they found out, hey, we know this guy. And then they see where he is and they're doing it. You know, at their desk from work.
Uh-huh.
And supposed to be working. And it just totally tore the whole place apart. And then some guy in Dallas bought it off the original people and retooled it or something. And remember, it was a big thing. In fact, we even had it on the show. We did...
Yeah, we talked about it a long time ago. I don't remember.
Yeah, because we did research. Because we talked to some of the people and wanted to know, well, why are you here? And stuff like that. And we did a review on it and everything.
Yeah, it's been so long, I forgot all about it until you just mentioned it.
And then you got, you know, all these other, like, Match, and Tinder, and FarmersOnly.com, and, you know, everything else. There's like, a dating site for anything, except maybe the Amish. But we're working on that algorithm right now.
Yeah. So, there we go.
The Amish are using dating apps from their phones, and now will be from their tablets, and possibly even their notebooks.
From their phones.
Yeah. So one of the things that happened, and Ashley Madison was one of those ones that kind of led the charge, there was a deal where women were looking for sugar daddies. Now, if you don't know what a sugar daddy is, basically that's a euphemism term. It's actually a candy bar, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically a guy that has a lot of money who's willing to spend it on a woman and in return for sexual favors or something like that. So one of the things I found on Ashley Madison was there were a lot of women that were fresh out of high school. They're going to college, and a lot of them are in really high stuff that's cost them a lot of money to go to college. Case in point, nursing.
Because,
mm-hmm. you know, it costs a lot of money to be a nurse and go to be a doctor and everything. And so they were working up these deals with the sugar daddies to where it's like, well, you get me an apartment and, you know, pay my bills and everything. So all I get to do is go concentrate on my nursing school and I'll pay my tuition and everything, but you're going to take care of all my other basic needs. And in return, I will, you know, and there was a euphemism because you'd always going on that you would see and everything and it would talk about it. And there was this one thing that says, I'll help you if you help me.
Mm-hmm.
You'd see that in a lot of the posts. And that was code word for, well, you know, if you do this for me, I'll do this for you. And you now know, you know, what that means.
Well,
and
I mean,
pop up everywhere.
But I will say you've seen just more lately, you've seen a lot of legalization of prostitution in Nevada. It's been legal there for years, but I think that they're even talking about that in New York.
And in Texas, that gets kind of quasi because I was ended up on a jury. I got pulled in for jury duty one time, mm-hmm. a few years ago, and I didn't get on the jury for two reasons. One, I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, three reasons. That one, two, I have an opinion. And mm-hmm. three, I have a smart mouth. And because of those combinations of all or separate, I was on jury. But basically, it was a prostitution case. And the law in Texas says that prostitution is committed when two people agree to sexual favors, but there has to be a complaint. And my point, and of course, I get called by the prosecuting attorney, "You there, young lad." And you hear this huge tripod. When you see those 3M things, they're like huge easel boards, and they're like paper, and people write on them, and they rip it off, and then there's another one. You know, before we had PowerPoint. So he's got all this stuff written down, and he writes down the statute. And he pulls up the paper and says, "This is the statute for prostitution in the state of Texas. Uh-huh. This is the penal code, blah, 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 blah." And it says exactly what it says. And they went and said, "Do you think if you saw that you could, you know, abide by that law and the case?" "Yes, sir." He was like, "Yeah." "And what about you?" And then they got to me. And I'm like, "Well, I don't know." "So what do you mean you don't know?" "Well, it says there that it's two people consent to having a sexual favor. But what makes it prostitution is that if one of them complains."
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the defendant's attorney is sitting behind this guy. And he's writing stuff down in his little yellow notepad. And he says, "Well, what do you mean by that?" And I said, "Well, think about it." I said, "Here's two consenting adults, right, in the state of Texas that are looking to do prostitution. She wants money. He wants sex. Okay, so the deed is done. Well, first off, she's going to think, you know, well, he wasn't that great. I don't think, you know, want to do that again. But, hey, I got what I needed. I needed my money, and I'm good." So she's not going to complain. Right? The guy's not going to complain. "Dude, I got sex. I laid down cash. I had a wonderful time. I'm not complaining." Well, it turns out that the woman was a undercover cop.
Uh-huh.
And that's how they got him. Well, she complained.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "So technically, if two of them are consenting and neither one complains, it's not prostitution." And then he starts backpedaling and everything. And, of course, the defendant, he starts writing stuff like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah," stuff in his pad. And they said, "Well, what is it?" Well, I said, "It looks to me like it's entrapment." "Oh, no, the guy went about 60 miles an hour with a pen." "How do you think it's entrapment?" Well, again, if in a normal world, if this person needed money, they're not going to complain. Yeah, they're not going to probably like the sex. The guy sucked or whatever. But the bottom line is she got what she wanted. He sure as hell got what he wanted. And everybody's happy in the kingdom.
Yeah.
And then finally he starts telling me, he said, "Well, the key thing is, Mr. Williams, if you could rule on this." I said, "Yes, I could rule on it the way it is." "Good. And then I would turn around and go to my legislature, state people, and have that rule turned over because that is entrapment." And he got all upset. I said, "Well, Your Honor," I said, "Counselor, let me tell you something. If you don't like the answer, don't ask the damn question." And then needless to say, I was out.
Yep.
But it's true. And so in the state of Texas, when they do stuff like this in Ashley, Madison, and also other states, you kind of get in a quasi situation like that. But now Google has changed their rules about sexually explicit things on the apps.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have X-ray and everything. And so they have taken all the sugar daddy apps off.
Okay.
And so they're like, gone.
Well, I mean, we're getting back to the whole issue of all of a sudden, you know, Google is the moral arbiter here when it seems like every other, state seems like they're wanting to. I guess, is this coming down to law or, you know, they're worried about them being.
It's coming down to their terms and conditions.
Well, but are they concerned, is Google concerned that they're going to get sued because they allow these apps up there?
I don't think so. They got plenty of other apps.
Or are they a platform?
They got plenty of other apps that are up there.
So what's Google's position on prostitution?
Well, don't know.
Well, okay. I don't know. You know, you've got apps up there for this kind of stuff, and I guess they're no longer up there.
Okay. So Google, they talked with AndroidPolice.com and basically says that the precise text of the change in policy kicks in September 1st and basically says, "As a platform, we are always excited to support our developer partners, but we also work hard to provide a safe experience for users. We have updated our inappropriate content policy to prohibit apps that facilitate sexual acts in exchange for compensation, following feedback we received from NGOs, governments, and other advocacy groups concerned with user safety. This aligns our policies with our Google policies and industry norms. Okay, so there's part of the problem. You probably have a whole bunch of people out there that probably, you know, the Karens talking about sex trafficking. Oh. And you got the NGOs, you got governments like, you know, remember the back pages that they had the big stink about a few years ago on the back of the Dallas Observer and everything, and got those removed?
So, I mean, is
this is what they're lumping it into.
Okay. But what about Nevada, where it's legal?
Yeah. I mean, you could do that too, but then Google's like, well, you know, we have to blanket everybody because, you know, we can't put little things that only in Nevada.
I mean, they're the ones that know exactly where everybody is all the time.
Yeah.
They
can talk about
that
the IP
location. That, well, just the GPS on your phone.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking apps here.
And are you in Nevada? Knock yourself out. You're not? Sucks to be you.
Yeah.
But stuff like this is not, it's two consenting adults. We're not looking for sex trafficking. We're not looking for, you know, a 13-year-old girl to go take to a motel. That's a totally different thing. And if these two people are consenting adults of legal age, and they use an app and say, hey, I need to do this and you need to do that, hey, let's get together and form an institute.
Yeah, but Google's got their opinion.
Of course. Now,
so they're weighing in.
Here's another thing I found out. We know, technically, that under the Child Online Pornography Act, COPPA, or whatever it was, because it got kicked out several times and modified, the minimum age for a person to be on the internet and be able to sell advertising to and everything else is 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook and all of them are like, hey, that's 11, get them off. So now they have this app called Vibe. And my nephew was over a couple weeks ago, and it's like Tinder. You swipe left, swipe right. But it's teenagers,
really?
The ages of 13 and 17, that are getting together and talking back and forth. And it tells you, you know, how far the person is from you, where they are and everything. And he's on the phone all night talking to girls that he's friends with. Before, he was, you know, ripping off people's credit cards to go play Grand Theft Auto on the PlayStation 5 or whatever it was.
Okay.
And then I see him was like, hey, can I have this girl come over? Can you take me over? I want this girl. We want to go together and meet. And I'm like, dude, I'm not your chauffeur. So what's your problem? And it's like, now I kind of wish he was playing Grand Theft Auto after seeing this. But what's weird about it is, and mind you, I haven't seen some of these, but my brother was kind of looking into it. There's these girls that are 14 and 15 that will go in front of a mirror and take a selfie, which, you know, most of them do anyway and put it out there. But they're wearing a bra and panties, and they got, you know, one of them had bra and panties and a shirt, and taking a picture and sending this out to other teenage boys. And then on top of that, come to find out, and I did not see this, I was told, some of them are showing a little nipple slip in the mirror trying to entice the young boy. So when we come back, I want to tell you about this app and things that you need to look out for, because you may have kids that are on these apps doing stuff that you don't know about. And this is definitely non-consensual. You listen to McWilliams Sarberline. We'll be right back.
Right.
McWilliams Cyberline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US. Host 2020 at cyber-line.com. Facebook page 24/7, our Arena Amy running it for you there. Facebook.com/CyberlineNet, and also the Tweety, CyberlineUSA. I'm the host, man. I ain't raising my damn hand.
I said, raise your hand.
Raise your hand if you want to talk. No, you raise your hand if you want to talk. I put my feet up on the cherry desk, and I'm the Mara Bizarro world, baby. Anyway, in the last break, we were talking about all this business with Ashley Madison and the sugar daddy thing and all of that, and I was telling you about this app that my nephew's been using, and I want you guys to know about these things because there may be stuff going on that you're not seeing. This is an app called Vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, our Czarina, Amy, I had told her about it. She went out and kind of looked at it. Supposedly, it's also available for adults, too.
Really?
But most of the stuff I've seen is it's for teenagers. And they're generally between 13 and 17. And my brother and I were talking about some things, and I...
Just Vibe or Viber?
I think it's Vibe. V-I-B-E.
Okay. All right. I was just trying to look it up.
Oh, I might be wrong. It might be Viber, but as I recall, it was Vibe. But it's like Tinder. You know, you swipe left, swipe right if you like somebody or don't like somebody kind of thing. And it breaks it down and shows you their pertinence they put up and what they like and everything and then how far away they are from you. And there was one we saw. There was this girl claimed to be 17, and she's got shirt and jeans and standing in front of a house or something. We got a picture taken. It's black and white. And I turned it to him. I said, does that look like a college student to you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she looked more like she was about 21 or 23. And he said, yeah, that's kind of what she looks like. So kind of all over the map and everything. But you got to be careful with some of this stuff because there's a lot of apps now, and you're not hearing about that. I didn't even know this one existed. And you're starting to see a lot more of these dating apps and things that are kind of going under the radar. And, of course, now with what Google's doing, I could see why. Because they don't want to be known like that, because then Google gets all of them and says, oh, you're violating terms. Pfft, you're out. And I haven't heard anything about Apple doing this with the Sugar Daddy apps either. They went through and killed Parler on both ends of the fence from free speech. So I would say give Apple time. They'll probably look over at Google and go, what you doing over there?
Right.
And be able to do that. But you need to be really gung-ho if you've got, you know, teenage kids and monitor what they're doing. And in his case, his mother has complete control over his phone. She mm-hmm. she has a super password that, you know, if he tries to break out of something that only she knows. And I was surprised that it was like, so you haven't noticed he's been going out looking for you know, teenage girls and trying to pick them up and stuff?
Right.
Maybe she doesn't care. Well, I don't know. I mean, and I don't say that condescendingly. I really mean it. She probably doesn't care because that's the way she is.
So tough to understand because, I mean, if you had a dating app and because there's such a when parents are, you know, kids are trying to break away from their parents at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And having an app and having your parents like jump, you know, peeking into that app. Well, I don't know. You really have to understand what the kids are, you know, to be a good parent, you need to know what's going on in their lives.
Well, they track them now. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I know where you've been. You said you were going over there, but you were over here. Yeah. You're grounded.
Right.
Yeah, you know, you can do that too. But what amazed me is that, you know, there was this one girl, turned that was down the road. They were talking on the phone. And he's telling me, oh, well, her mom will bring her over and drop her off. And I'm like, okay, so let me get this straight. You want a girl to come over that's 45 minutes away. You know Louisville, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our people probably
sure, don't,
but
yeah.
Basically the girl's about 45 minutes north of us. And this mother, sight unseen of us, is wanting to drop this girl off to hang out and whatever, and then going to pick her back up. And I'm like, okay, no.
Right.
So these are things you need to watch out for, especially if you got kids and stuff.
Boy, it just seems like there's so much... issues on that.
Yeah,
this whole
a lot
thing.
Of issues.
Yeah.
I felt they were setting us up for a home invasion, but anyway. So we'll be right back with some stuff and special thing that happened to me.